Oh, I'm so glad we were able to get away for Valentine's. And this place is amazing. Do you remember the last time we were in Paris? Huh? Yeah, that little cafe. Oh my god, we lived in there. Yeah, and I tried to speak some bad French to you. It was romantic. Oh, God loves a tryer, huh? Well, maybe he'd love if I had another try. Yado, te baise. Embrasse-moi encore, ma chère. Yeah, I am a little rusty. But I'm not rusty when it comes to her. Who cares, baby? Let them all watch. It's at the top of the Eiffel Tower, like. I mean, they've got the whole of Paris to look at from up here. And nobody's going to be staring. Not at us, like. I promise. And anyway, who could blame me? Yeah, it is a gorgeous view. The Arc de Triomphe, you say? It's totally stunning. Well, I don't have to be looking at the Louvre or the Notre Dame to have an amazing view. No. Because I can see a lot of beautiful things from right here. Yeah, I can. Well, je vois tes beaux yeux. Yeah, the hooligan hall. August ta belle bouche. Que j'aime ta couvrir de ma lèvre. But more importantly, je vois ton esprit, ton intelligence, ton humour, je vois ton patience, ton gentillesse. You know I love your kindness. Tu en beaucoup, mon amour. You have a beautiful heart. Kriga hall, my fan. Oh, is that right? Well, a flattery will get me everywhere. How about we go up? Oh yeah, but there's a second level. Can you see those metal stairs over there? On the other side? Yeah, well, they go up another little level. It's like an outdoor deck. Come on, let's go. Oh, I know you're cold. I know you're going to be safe. I promise ya. There's a safety mesh that goes all the way past your head. There's no way you can fall. Oh, baby, I promise ya. Come here. Look at me. I'll keep it safe and warm. Come here, let me wrap my big arms around you. So you're gonna come up? Yeah, that makes sense. There's no point in going almost up the Eiffel Tower. So come on, let's go. Makalim va. And baby, I have a confession to make. It's kind of. You know, the first time I come up the Eiffel Tower, I drop pennies down through the safety grid. Oh no, no, no one got hurt. I just wanted to see if they get mangled, you know, when they landed. It was like a young scientist thing. No, not really. They kind of floated away. And they probably did get mangled, but I couldn't find them when they hit the pavement. Oh, baby, chill out. They were my younger, wilder days, like. Oh, yeah. Tu me fais du bien, c'est certain. But you know me. I've got some adventures in mind for us. If you're up for it. A can-can girl costume. Oh God, why didn't I think of that? Thinking of that is like, You know, I actually got you a book about it. I did earlier when we were at the bookstalls by the river. No, it's not about skydiving, I promise. No, I actually have the book here, look. Why don't you have a look? What do you mean it's not a real book, baby? Open it. Go on, man amour. Give it a flip through and see if you like the story. So do you like where the story is going, my warning? It is. I mean, it's not a keyring, it's a... And so I am. If there's one thing that I am sure of, McGraw, it's that I want to share every adventure, every quiet evening, and every passionate night with you. Will you marry me, sweetheart? Will you be my wife? Oh, baby. You have just made me the happiest man on the Eiffel Tower. Ever. So what do you say we go back to the hotel and celebrate? Maybe we can find you that outfit. That can-can outfit for our honeymoon. Okay. No can-can skirt. We'll stick to the lingerie. Oh my God, you've made me so happy. I love you, Astor. I love you so much.